first day of the poetry unit in language arts class. Not everyone who studies the sky has to become a begoggled balloon pilot. Some just like looking at the clouds because they're pretty. Some are more concerned with weather patterns and their effect on crops. Some are just charting a course from point A to point B, a matter of routine. Which is all to say, it is okay if you don't like poetry. I don't really like the sky. The sun gives me a migraine. Wind blows in my face. It snows on days I don't want it to snow. You will never find me in the gondola of a hot air balloon, 1,000 paces from where I should be pacing. But language has made me weightless. If only for a moment, a poem, maybe once or twice, has guided me home. So I want to say something like, you know, when your teacher makes you write a poem for class, don't think of it as an assignment, think of it as an opportunity. But that's kind of corny. A lot of things that are true are kind of corny. This isn't a very good poem. I wrote it like yesterday, and yeah, it'd be better if it were better, but sometimes you see a stage, and it's the sky, waiting for you to scream something alive into it. So tell your story, whether it rhymes or not. Tell the truth, whether it gets a good grade or not. Write something that means something to you. Even if you don't perform it, or publish it, or share it with anyone, poetry is not just about how elegantly we can put some words next to some other words. Think of all the materials with which you could quilt a giant hot air balloon into being. The flags of 100 nations, the banners of 100 warriors, the baby blankets of 100 lost children. But no matter how beautiful, or colorful, or well constructed the balloon itself is, none of that makes it fly. And yeah, in this class, we will study how balloons work. We will read old maps, but your job is not to look up and imagine. It is to look down and laugh. Your job is not just to understand flight. It is to fly, because you, I would imagine, are more than the container that currently holds you. More than the scraps from which you have been sewn together. In the poem you will write does not have to be the first step on some illustrious career as a professional poet. The poem does not have to save anyone. The poem doesn't even have to be good. Let it be honest, and let that be enough. Let it say, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is the community that I represent, and let that fill as much space as it can, rise off the ground and meet the sky. The first poem I ever wrote was about the end of the world, and I'm old enough now to have lived through the end of a few. I don't remember the words, just a landscape for the dark cloud in me to rain on, just the feeling of rising through that cloud, and for the first time, seeing the stars on the other side of it. I don't remember the words, but I remember the light, and I've been walking in its direction ever since.
Poets are here.